One of the basic tenets of Judaism is v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, to love a Jew as one loves oneself. The Rabbi Akiva refers to it as klal gadol b'torah. One of the necessary and unfortunate exceptions of loving a fellow Jew is when it comes to a Rasha. The Gemara in Pesachim and Kuf Yud Gimel tells us that one has to hate a Rasha. Judaism is a value-filled system, and there is a mitzvah to hate someone who is truly wicked. Yet, there are some interesting practical exceptions or qualifications in the relationship between Avas Yisrael and Mitzvahs Sinas HaRasha that emerge from our sugya in Ksubas and Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that when it comes to choosing the death of a Rasha, Barar Lo Misa Yafa, we're talking about an individual who had violated an Isur D'Oraisa, for example. We're not talking about a fine person. He was warned by Edom not to do a Malacha on Shabbos, and he violated the warning of the Edom, and he requires death. Nevertheless, fascinating, the Gemara tells us that we should choose a death which is as smoothest as possible. And the Gemara says that's based on the idea of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Rabbi Ruchim Perela, in a fascinating essay, Mitzvah Saseh Yutes, on page Kuf Mem Gimel, points out that the Rishonim already in our daf point out that there is quite a paradox over here. Because isn't there a mitzvah to hate Rishoyim? And the Shita Mikubetzas and Dibra Maskel Vahafta says the explanation for this is as follows. Kivan Shenase Bahem Din Chasidim Hayu. Since the individual is already being going out to a punishment, and he's already going out to his, if you will, his kapara, so then in such a case, we don't apply the rule and the mitzvah to hate him. Rabbi Ruchim Perela explains very beautifully. He points out that it could be argued that the mitzvah to hate the Rasha is because one needs to convey to the Rasha and to the world that his actions are not acceptable. In other words, Rav Perela points out, that's an extension of the mitzvah of tochacha, of rebuke. However, in this case, the individual has already reached a place where he has come to the point of no longer being a Rasha. He's begun the process of kapara, and there is no longer an opportunity to give him tochacha, and therefore there is once again a mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. A fascinating example of having a mitzvah of Avas Yisrael for a Rasha. Rav Zilberstein in Chashuche Kemet points out that this would possibly apply to a Rasha who is fatally sick. If a Rasha is dying, he argues, then it could very well be that there would no longer be a mitzvah l'snoso, because he's already on his deathbed, and in such a case, it might go so far as actually this individual being included once again in the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, and in his care, you would be required to take care of him as any other Jewish person and would be included in Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. The Baal HaTanya has a similar idea of Rav Perela, conceptually connecting the mitzvah to hate a Rasha to the idea of tochacha. And the Baal HaTanya writes in Likutei Amorim Perek Lamed Beis something fascinating. He says, Hainu b'chaveiro, the mitzvah to hate somebody is someone who is your chaver, b'toro mitzvos, u'kfar kiyan bo mitzvahs holchiach tochiach asamisecha, and you rebuked him, v'afal pikein lo shav mecheto, and he still hasn't returned from his avera. He says, but what happens if he's not an individual that you could be mashpia on him in any way? The mitzvah of hating him is a way to create tochacha. But if your hating of him is not going to create any positive tochacha, argues the Baal HaTanya, then the opposite is true. And he points out that Hillel HaZaken was Oeves habrios umikarvan l'Torah. They're referred to brios as individuals that are distant from the individual. In an instance where the individual is not karov and you can't be mochiachim, so then in such a case, the opposite would be true. The opposite would be to show love towards this individual. So the Tanya is saying something very similar to what Rav Perela was saying. And that is that the mitzvah of sinna is where the sinna can be part of tochacha. If, however, the tochacha will not be expressed through the sinna, then in such a case, the mitzvah to love that Jew would apply. The Baal Tanya then goes even further. The Baal Tanya says, even if it's an individual who is close with you, and you have the mitzvah to hate him so as to give him tochacha, nevertheless, the Baal Tanya then resorts to a fascinating Hasidish, a Kabbalistic idea, in where he writes, even where there's a mitzvah to hate, there is still a mitzvah to love him as well. And they're both too true. A fascinating dialectic. The hatred towards the bad and the evil that's inside of him. To still look for the good that's inside of him. To find that good inside of him. So what emerges from today's daf is three exceptions to the rule of hating a Rasha. Number one is when the Rasha has already undergone the process of kapara, and there's no longer the ability to give him tochacha. In such a case, Rav Perela argues, that is our Gemara that says, Baror lo, Misa Yafa. Rav Zilberstein applied that, and Rav Zilberstein said that therefore, someone who is fatally sick, then even though there was a mitzvah of snow, so nevertheless, the mitzvah of Ahavta Re'echa Kamocha comes back to him. Incidentally, Rav Elyashiv asked on this suggestion of Rav Zilberstein when he told it to him, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that one is not supposed to bury one of the Misas Bezdin in the Beis HaKvaros with everybody else, because Ein Kovrin Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. So we see that he's called a Rasha. So Rav Zilberstein points out that Rav Perela already pointed out that there must be different Madregos of Rasha, because clearly our Sugya says, Barar lo Misa Yafa, but the level of Kapara, that he's no longer entirely a Rasha, no longer applies, but he's already in the state of a Hafta L'Recha Kamocha, according to this approach. The second idea that we saw from this idea of Barar lo Misa Yafa is that the Tanya points out that the mitzvah of hating a Rasha is when hating him will help in the process of Tochacha. The Baal Tanya goes so far as to say that if hating him will not help in the process of Tochacha, for example, the individual is not close with you, so then in such a case where hating him will send a message to him, so then in such a case, then the mitzvah is only Va'afterecha Kamocha. I would add a very, very important point, that obviously one needs to ask an Adam Gadol, and one needs to be an Adam Gadol to be able to assess when the sinna is productive in tochacha and when it is not, but this is definitely another fascinating maramachum. And finally, then the Baal Tanya says, even when there is a mitzvah to hate him, nevertheless, the Baal Tanya points out that there still is a mitzvah to love, the tzad atov shebo, the or hagonah shebo. Three fascinating examples of v'ahavta re'echa kamocha that emerge from Daf Lamed Zayin in Maseches Ksuvos.